So, Mark, you said that you do crazy things when you travel. Can you give an example?
One of the best things that I did was white water rafting in New Zealand. And we actually rafted down the highest commercially rafted waterfall in the world, I was told at that time.
What does that mean, the highest commercial waterfall?
Well, I think it's the one that can only be taken by tour groups because it's safe. If it's any higher than that one, then it's deemed unsafe and they wouldn't be able to take tour groups rafting
Right,
down
wow.
there. You'd have to be a professional rafter.
So you go over the top.
We went straight over the top, yeah, it was crazy. And I was sat right at the back of the raft, and they call this the ejector seat.
Right.
But actually, everybody was thrown out of the raft. But they give you some instructions before you go, and you are thrown down into the waterfall, and the instructors basically tell you to curl up into a ball. And if you curl up in a ball, the waterfall actually spits you out, shoots you back out the top.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I did, and it worked. I was happy.
So did you camp overnight, or was this just a one day
No,
trip?
this was just a one day just to do that one waterfall. We wanted to do the highest one.
Right.
But I would like to go on. I think in Europe, especially if you go to places like Turkey, Spain, you can do like 4 and 5 day raft trips where you camp as well at the side. I'd like to do that. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the States it's quite popular along the I think the Colorado River.
Right.
And don't you need like special training, or do you have just hop in the boat and go?
I think it depends on how difficult the river is. So I'm sure there are beginner rivers where you don't need so much training, maybe a few hours.
Right.
For that one that I did with the waterfall, the lecture they gave us was about 25 minutes before we started.
What about your country? What about England?
Not so many places to go whitewater rafting because I don't think the rivers are big enough or wide enough. There's some good places for canoeing or kayaking. I know we have the National Kayak Centre in Nottingham, England, which is pretty good. Yeah, but not so much for rafting.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.tinroom.com。